All right. Good morning. It's just about 9 o'clock on Friday, the 21st of December. My name is Mike Hagan, and 9 o'clock on Friday morning means it's time for Open Mic Radio. We'll be back in just a few minutes. There you go, everybody. Good morning. It's Friday, 9 a.m., which means, once again, time for Open Mic Radio. Welcome to the program. Friday, December the 21st, 2018. Looking like a pretty nice day out there, considering it's the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year up here in the north. And solstice or not, it's Friday in Columbia, so a lot going on around town today and tonight. Thanks for tuning in. Got a fun show in store this morning. We're going to talk with some friends and play some great music and have a little impromptu holiday party, I think. Yeah, apparently. Anyway, swing on by if you're in the area, 915 East Broadway, and you can come down and say hi to me and my friends. Before we get going, a big thank you to my friend Sarah Catlin for taking the helm last week. She's the best. She's my number one stand-in. Thank you, Sarah, for doing a great job when I'm away. Also, a big thank you to Will Reeves. Will was here a couple weeks ago on the 7th and hung out with me for the show. Real interesting conversation, and what a major influence Will is and has been in the Mid-Missouri music scene here for quite some time now. Just super impressed with what Will's doing and all the wonderful musicians that he's been working with for so many years, including the ones that I have in the studio with me this morning, as a matter of fact. I've got John Randall, Andy Rehm.
Hello.
From the Hootenhollers, and I also have Miss Kelly Everett. She's on the line from St. Louis, I think. Kelly, we got you here?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
What up, Kelly?
Wow, the marvels of modern technology. All right, I think we got everybody up and going now. All right, so the Hootenhollers, yes. John, Andy, Kelly, in no particular order. Kelly, so great to have you on the line with us. What's going on? You're in St. Louis right now?
Oh, yeah, I'm just drinking some coffee here in St. Louis. Going to be heading to Columbia here in a few hours.
Yeah, all right. We've got, I'm not sure what Andy's drinking. I figure that's probably coffee.
It is.
John's drinking coffee. Jake's here as well.
Jake, he's not drinking coffee.
Jake's drinking a beer, and I'm not doing anything. Pardon me, I got to have a sip. Okay. Anyway, yeah, we got a bunch of other friends in and around the studio this morning, so stick around. Keep a dial in here to KOPN. Let's play another one here from the Hootenhollers, and I'll get my act together, and then we'll come back and talk with these guys and have some fun, all right? It's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. This one is, and by the way, we're listening to music off of a new record, right, Andy?
Oh, yeah.
This one is called Live in Missouri. It was recorded, you might as well talk about this a little bit first.
Sure, yeah.
Recorded at the Blue Note?
Yeah, May 12th this year, we played a show here in town at the Blue Note and decided to record it, hoping to at least just get some quality live videos. We decided to record some good audio and get some video going, and then when we heard the whole thing, we thought, there's enough here for a live record, so that's what we did.
And there is some great video I've already seen that's come out of it. It was Chelsea and Tiny Attic, I think, right?
Yeah, so they call it, so when Will from Centro Cellar Studio and Chelsea Myers from Tiny Attic work together, they call it Cellar Attic.
Cellar Attic, right.
And so that's the team that did the video and audio for the show.
All right, so that show was in May. You recorded an entire album, and there have been a couple of videos that are already released, is that right?
Yeah, they're all out there. So there's five videos from the show that have come out over the last 10 weeks or so.
How can people see those?
On our Facebook page, on our YouTube channel, they're all over the place.
All right, so just go on the web and look for the Hootenhollers, and I'm sure you can drag that stuff up. All right, Johnny, what's up with you, bro?
Just laughing.
Yeah, I'm laughing at Jake. I picked Jake up at about 7:30 this morning. He's been up all night. And by the way,
he's an early riser.
Oh yeah, he's
every day.
I'm not sure he ever sleeps, to be honest. But anyway, he's been playing Fortnite all night, he told me. And
every day.
He's probably playing with your son.
He's good, I think. He took like third place or something. All right, back in a few minutes with the Hootenhollers, and it's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. This one's called Grinding Up the Bones, by the way. Right.
Everybody knows it's grinding up the bones. Spills on aluminum siding, small shape with a small stand, with a nice mow lawn and a bundle of pines out back. Yeah, I kicked across the gravel, looked through the tiny window. Whoa!
There's another one from the Hootenollies. That one's called Grinding Up the Bones. We're listening to songs from their newly released record called Live in Missouri. Has it been released out in the public yet?
Today is a release, officially.
It's officially released today. It may be a couple more days before you see it in all the familiar places on the internet, but as far as official release, it is today.
Awesome. So this is the first time people are hearing this stuff?
Yeah. Well,
some people.
Yeah, right. Sure. Yeah. We've sent out some pre-orders. We sold a few advanced copies on our last tour, especially while we were up in Canada, because we figured, why not?
Sure.
It's Canada, you know?
That's right.
Canada's great. We should give them this new record.
That's awesome. All right. Well, anyway, I'm thrilled to hear it, and I got a copy of it from Andy last night, and I've been listening to it. In fact, we listened to it last night. Dave and I did, and anyway, it's fantastic. There's 11 or 12 songs, I think, and recorded right here at the Blue Note, and then and I guess all the work was done at Will's studio, huh?
Yep.
All right. Fantastic. Hey, Kelly, I got a question. I got a question for you.
All right.
Actually, first I have to say hello to our waste management friends that show up.
That's
every
loud.
Oh yeah, every Friday by 9:15.
I thought you were doing a whooshing sound.
Yeah, yep. That's actually me over here.
I really do got to find out who's the guy or girl that drives that and make an introduction and try to get him in here, because literally every Friday they come and make themselves known out there in the back alley. And in the summertime when the windows open, I mean, it's brutal. Anyway, Kelly, how did you get together with John and Andy? Because I know the Hoot and Hollers were together for a few years at least before you got involved. How did that happen?
Well, they initially asked me to come record some tracks when they were recording Chillicothe Fireball, which came out in 2014. And we ended up having so much fun playing together that we just kept doing it.
That's awesome. Do you have what's your background? I know you're a saxophone player, but you have a major music background, family, and that type of thing?
I've been playing music my whole life. I played saxophone and bassoon growing up and picked up the banjo in college, and I played a little bit of guitar and bass as well. But saxophone's always my favorite.
Yeah. You play the baritone sax, right? And that's the favorite one you play with the band, at least?
Baritone and bass sax, to be honest. But I play the entire family and other things, too.
What's the difference between a baritone and a bass sax?
A half an octave.
Really?
Bass sax is big.
And it takes that, I mean, the size difference is that much just to get a half an octave?
Yeah. It gets exponentially larger. I don't really know how that works, but there's some kind of scientific explanation for it.
Exponents.
Yeah.
There's some Fibonacci sax going on.
Fibonacci sax.
Shout out to my man Fibonacci for making that sax ratio.
You know, we have another saxophone player in the studio as well. Tony, you ever played one of those real big ones?
I have not. Not a bass.
No.
Not a bass. It's bigger than me, man.
Well, Kelly, you must be strong the way you throw that baritone around. I love watching you play it. It's awesome.
Oh yes, I'm definitely very strong.
Extremely powerful.
She strength trains by waking us all up when we're late for van call. There's lots of punching. Punching and throwing.
Sort of an MMA training.
Gnashing of teeth.
Sometimes she'll just lift Jake up over her head and toss him in the van.
That's actually why I'm now early everywhere.
Yeah.
So Jake does merchandise for you guys when you're on the road, is that right?
Yeah.
Jake, what's it been like on this last tour? And I'd like to say that congratulations. We know you just came back from a tour with the Dead South that was very well attended, and it looked like you guys were having a great time.
Yeah. Jake was working really hard on that tour.
Yeah.
What was it like selling merch on those nights when it was so busy?
It kind of feels like the 300 sometimes. There's just a few of you versus all of the masses.
What do you mean?
Is that? I think that's a reference to 300, the movie. Like this is Sparta.
You mean the 300?
The 300.
The 300. Yeah, that fought Xerxes and his army.
Damn, Jake, you're on top of it this morning.
Old Jakey on the spot.
All right. So the record that you did before this live one, which is called Live in Missouri, by the way, and it is newly released today. You can check that out and find these guys on the web for sure. Facebook and, of course, YouTube. It's Hoot and Hollers, H-A-L-L-E-R-S. John, Andy, and Kelly are with me here, along with Jake, and we got Tony Lotvin in the studio with us, and we're kind of having a little holiday celebration.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. As well as celebrating the show tonight. So there is I guess the album release party is tonight at Rose Music Hall?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Kelly, you're coming to that, I guess, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
I was hoping that they'd drag you here last night so we could have you here in the studio, but I'm glad that we got you on the telephone. When you said you're heading in a couple hours?
Yeah, I've got to stop by St. Charles and pick up some new hats, which will be available. Jake will have them.
Yeah,
I like the sound.
Special
that.
Delivery.
Old merch restock.
Yes.
Are you bringing Ryan with you?
No, he's got a show to play in St. Louis tonight.
All right. Okay. Now he has a new record as well coming out, I think, doesn't he?
He does. Live at the Focal Point Recordings, Volume 1. So that's coming out next Saturday in St. Louis.
How do you pronounce Ryan's last name?
Koenig.
Koenig. K-O-E-N-I-G.
Koenig.
Koenig.
It means king in German.
Con Air. The movie was
Con Air. Right. All right. So we got Ryan and Nicolas Cage will be on stage tonight somewhere in St. Louis.
Strictly with long and flowing hair.
Yeah. And I think Molly Jean's going to be playing with you guys as well.
Molly's going to be here.
Oh, and Don't Mind Dying, too.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Man, this is going to be a hell of a show tonight. So
it's going to be a fun one.
All right, what time do things get going down at Rose tonight?
Well, doors are at 8:30, and the show will start at 9 o'clock. So okay. Don't be late.
All right, 8:30, doors, show starts at 9, and we've got Molly Jean, the One Woe Man Band.
Woe Man.
And maybe we'll get a call from Molly. I don't know. I know John said that he gave her the number, so maybe we'll get Molly on the phone here. If not, you can check her out tonight. She's fantastic. Really fun live show if you haven't seen Molly.
Oh, yeah.
Don't Mind Dying. Fantastic local guy. Has been rock and rolling for many, many years around here, BC and the gang. And then the Hootenhollers wrapping things up. That's going to be incredible.
And this is somehow the first show we've ever played with Don't Mind Dying.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Huh.
Over several years of us coexisting at the same time.
Huh.
Damn. Wow. This is our first actual show together. That's not like Roots and Blues or some other festival style event.
Awesome. That's going to be incredible.
Should be fun, yeah.
All right. And tickets are what? $10?
$12 at the door.
$12 at the door.
I thought we couldn't say money, Stefan Kobian.
Oh, I don't know. Sorry if I wasn't supposed to.
There's no such thing as money.
I think you can say what it costs, but you can't tell people to go.
Yeah. I can tell
if you feel like it, come on down.
If you want.
Rose, I can tell you consider it.
I once heard.
There's no imperatives here.
We just want to tell you about it. There's no...
Right. We're not implying anything here. All right?
Actually, we'd prefer if you didn't come. Just kidding. We really
if you're a Mike Pagan radio listener, don't come.
Right. Like, we'd eliminate that particular demographic.
I don't think people
gets
up at this hour are at a bar by 11
it's
o'clock.
It's a very small demographic.
I think you'd be surprised. I mean, I think more people listen at 9 o'clock on Fridays than you think. I get all kinds of comments about this show. It's great.
I'm just saying they might not be awake later because they've been up for a long time.
That's right. Know. Like Jake, for example.
Yeah, sure.
There are so many hours in the day.
Oh, my God. All right. So, so Kelly, you're going to drive safe when you're coming in. You got anything special planned for tonight, you guys? You're going to play, I guess, stuff off of all of your entire catalog, or what?
Yeah, so stuff off all of our albums. We'll play a lot of stuff off of the new album, which is already stuff off of other albums, too. We're going to give it our all.
What's the name of the record that you did after Chillicothe Fireball and before this live record?
Well, there were two. There's an EP called Mountain of Pain.
Mountain of Pain.
Which is more of an acoustic thing, and then our last studio album was a self-titled record, The Hootenhollers.
All right. And again, all that stuff was recorded at Central Cellar Studios here in Columbia. Oh, that's right.
You're about half right.
Yeah.
The newest studio album was recorded in Dayton, Kentucky, in a Masonic lodge.
Whoa.
Like a big, old, crazy building. That was fun.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
There's 12.
6, 7, 8, 9. I'm going to play a track. Actually, I'm going to play the one that's called Mountain of Pain.
Sure.
That's on the new live record. There's a bunch of great stuff on here. I think we'll play Charla a little bit later. I love that one. She used to love my music. I'm going to play that for my mother. My mom is listening up in Illinois.
Hello, Mrs. Hagan.
And a bunch of friends. I know Mallory's in Arizona's listening. We got people all around listening. But anyway, when I go to Illinois to see my mom, she always asked me to play She Used to Love My Music. It's like one of her favorite songs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
right on.
So maybe we'll play that one a little bit later, and we got a little bit of time here, so we'll come back in a few minutes and have a little more time to talk with the Hootenhollers. In the meantime, let's listen to this one. It is called Mountain of Pain, and this actually was on the EP that was done maybe 2015, 2016?
Yeah.
Right?
2016.
And there were a lot of guests on that, weren't there?
There's a few, yeah.
Paul was definitely on there, as usual. Paul
I feel like Bean was on that.
Bart Bean.
Bart Bean laid down some keyboard tracks, and we covered his song on that album.
Which one?
Methamphetamine Romance.
Oh, my God, that's a great song, yeah. Hey, Dave Angle in the house.
I think Ryan Koenig was on the record as well as Chris from Big Muddy Records. So there's a few guests.
Yeah, all right. Okay, well, this one's live, recorded in May. And you can hear it maybe again tonight if they play it, but you're definitely going to hear some rock and roll and some great music tonight at Rose Music Hall. Doors at 8:30, 9 o'clock for the show. We got the Hoot and Hollers driving the bus tonight, but Molly Jean's going to open the show, I guess, and Don't Mind Dying in between. Is that right? Is that the right order?
Yep.
Okay, so if you got the gumption, run on down there to Rose tonight. You might run into me, and I'd be glad to say hello and have a toast with you and say happy holidays. All right, it's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. This is Mountain of Pain, the Hoot and Hollers.
I got a broken home and an aching pain. She's got a brand new lover and a new last name. She's moving on up. I guess I'm doing the same. Straight to the top of a mountain of pain. Well, it's an expert climb, but I know that I can, 'cause I know this mountain like the back of my hand. And my tears are cold falls at the time of a mountain of pain. See the river of sorrow filling up with my tears. They fall at the memory of nine wasted years. See them roam through the valley of the man I became. And she sent me to live on a mountain of
a mountain of pain, and we're feeling it here in the studio this morning.
It's starting to kick in.
It's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, and I've got John and Andy and Jake in the studio. We got Dave Angle running around. Tony's here. We've got the wonderful, talented Kelly Everett on the line, and I think we may have Molly as well. Let's find out. Hello.
Hey, it's Molly Jean.
Molly!
Molly Jean.
All right, we got Molly.
That sounded
awesome. Oh my, you made it.
I'll tell you, the technology, I never cease to amaze myself. Oh, wait, I didn't mean that. It never ceases to amaze me that we can pull this stuff off here. Anyway, fantastic. So we've got Molly Jean. Molly, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Warrensburg, Missouri, my hometown.
That's right. Molly's from Warrensburg, been playing blues and rock and roll music around these parts for quite some time. Great to have you on the line, Molly. You're coming in this evening to play a show as well, right?
I am, yeah. I'm really excited to play with the Hoot and Hollers for their CD release, so it should be a good time. Starts about 9.
Yep, show's at 9, and I think you're opening the show, is that right?
I am, yes.
All right, so don't miss this, people. Make sure you get there. The doors are at 8:30, but you don't want to miss Molly Jean. And you've got Don't Mind Dying coming on after Molly, I guess, and then the Hoot and Hollers wrapping things up.
Yeah.
It's going to be a real fun night tonight at Rose, and I'm going to be down there. So if you got the gumption, go on down there. It's going to be a good time. There's always a lot going on around Columbia on Friday nights, but that's definitely a highlight for me tonight. Molly, what's your musical background? I've never spoken with you on the radio before. Are you come from a musical family?
Yeah, my grandma, she played honky tonk on the piano, and my brother played heavy metal and got me into the guitar, and I love mostly Delta blues, kind of the older stuff, and my music is, I call it Delta Thrash, because it's more, it's like Delta Blues influence, but thrashing heavier, I guess.
Right.
So,
we're throwing up devil horns here, you can't see us.
Yeah, there's lots of screaming and headbanging and slide guitar, so.
The good stuff.
I know.
Yeah, the good stuff. So, I love playing with the Hoot and Hollers. I just saw them, we played over in Germany, a festival over there, so. It's always fun running into them around the world and
rocking out. It was rad to see you.
That's crazy. I didn't realize that you ran into them over in Europe.
Yeah, it was a blast. We had a great time.
That is awesome. Well, I think that you were here, maybe a month ago and actually did a couple of shows. One that was a metal show down at the Blue Note. That was awesome.
I did, yeah, Doom Blues.
Right.
Yeah, that's my buddy. He used to play in a doom metal band, so he plays hard all the time, so I just end up screaming, and it's much heavier, even heavier than what I do solo. So that was pretty fun to play a metal show.
That's cool. Are you and Kelly familiar? Do you guys know each other?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
uh-huh. We've been hanging tough for years.
What's up, girl? Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I guess I should ask about the tour. Molly, you're on the road right now. I mean, you tour quite a bit, but I know you're doing the Columbia show tonight. Is this just sort of one in the middle of a bunch? Or?
I'm getting ready to hit the road officially January 3rd with another brand, Freight Train Rabbit Killer, that I play in.
Oh, yeah.
Again, yes. Another apocalyptic blues kind of project, but we wear these creepy rabbit costumes and and pretty apocalyptic blues.
That's awesome.
So that's happening January 3rd. We're heading down towards Florida to keep warm, so. Yeah, that should be fun.
All right. Also, yes.
What's and the Hoot and Hollers? You guys have okay. You came off of that tour with a band called the Dead South. That was relatively recently, right, Andy?
Yeah.
And that was a successful tour. You enjoyed it?
Yeah, it was a blast. First of all, they're awesome people, and we've really gotten to know them over the couple of runs we did with them. And I gotta say, anybody I've ever met from Canada has never been a disappointment to me as far as just what kind of person they are.
Yeah,
they just come out of the womb nice and thoughtful, it seems like. But we had a great time on that tour, and they're kind of blowing up right now and playing these huge shows. So it was really an honor and a pleasure to be invited along.
Well, and I think you got something else that's sort of a surprise. I mean, for some people, maybe, right?
We do. The cat's out of the bag, but we're heading to the UK with them in about a month.
No kidding.
It'll be fun.
All right.
This will be our first time in the UK. Been to Europe a couple times, but never over to the islands.
Doing the British Isles. All right. And you're doing, most of the shows will be in England, or are you doing some Scotland, Ireland, what?
I think there's one Scottish show and one show in Wales, and the rest are in England.
You know, I was introduced to that guy, Dylan Walsh, recently, who's an Irish man.
Yeah.
Who makes his home in Nashville, but fantastic music coming from him as well.
Yeah, and he's been in the U.S. for a few years now, but not too long. He's there's still some Irish left in that guy.
Yeah, for sure.
Just a little bit.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, so Hootenhollers on the road again with the Dead South over in the U.K. When's that? February, or January?
Yeah, February 2nd through the 21st or so, I think, we'll 17th. Be over there.
Yeah.
17th. Okay.
Yeah, Kelly's on top
Kelly's,
of it.
Kelly's always on the ball.
That's right.
She's correct info.
Yeah. All right. That's awesome. All right. Congratulations. That sounds like fun.
It's going to be a fun one.
All right. Okay. Let's play another piece of music here, because that's what we do here on the radio program on Friday morning. So, Molly, you're welcome to stick around. Kelly, stay on the line there, and we're going to play a song called She Used to Love My Music. This one's from my mom up there in Rockford, Illinois. And for anybody else who likes good music, you can check this one out. This is actually a Paul Weber song, I think, but brought to life here in fantastic fashion by the Hootenhollers. You listen to it on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM.
About a girl gone wrong. to love my music.
All right. She used to love my music. I love that one. This is Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. Let's take care of a little bit of business here.
Did you know that 75% of the electricity used to power a home's electronics is consumed while electronics are turned off, but still plugged in? Advanced power strips are replacing traditional power strips. These smart strips recognize when a device is turned off and shut off the power supply. This can save approximately $200 annually.
Oh, very good.
So, folks, I want to talk to you about the Columbia Farmers Market. It moves indoors this winter. It's every Saturday at Parkade Center on Business Loop 70, 9 a.m. to noon. You go to the Farmers Market, what are you going to find? You're going to find vegetables, fruit, meat, farm-fresh eggs, cheese, honey, cut flowers,
honey,
plants, artisan items, just like any kind of items created by artisans, and more. It's a producer-only market, so everything you buy at the Farmers Market is created, produced, grown by the farmers and artisans who help sustain our little local community here. What else are you going to find at the farmers market? You find live music, children's activities for your young ones, prepared food, lots of samples, and a bunch of other good stuff. And just so you know, SNAP assistance is a fine program that's accepted at all markets. So go check out the farmers market, folks. It's a great thing. Don't go this Saturday, 12/29, though, because they're closed. So next Saturday, we'll see you there.
All right.
Also.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. What are you guys doing?
Diggy's flat.
December 24th, December 25th. Let's see.
Yeah.
KOPN offices are closed December 24th and December 25th.
Yeah.
Come on by December 26th, though, and we'll see you. And Merry Christmas. Have a safe time.
All right. Thank you. That was very well done, both of you. I really appreciate
and
that.
And happy holidays.
And happy holidays. All right. Joel Heron just walked in the house. He's looking like he's been out working on the road.
What, somebody get a flat tire or something?
He was actually one of the garbage guys making all the noise.
You know, for a minute, I thought that's who it was. I thought he must have been listening and decided to come on in.
Hey, come on by.
All right.
It's the roadside
Samaritan himself walking the door, getting a hug from the lovely Diana. All right. Smart man, aren't you? Okay, what's up, Joel? Good to see you, brother.
Good to see you.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays, all that stuff.
I'm just here to listen.
Oh, no, we're all just kind of saying hello to everybody else anyway. We got Kelly on the line. Have you said hi to Kelly?
Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Kelly, do you know Joel?
I can't hear you.
Kelly knows Diggy.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Hey. He didn't have his headphones on.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you, Kelly.
We really need to start doing a live video feed just to see what's going on in the studio. It's very fun. Especially now that Joel walked in.
It just got a lot better looking.
Yeah, it really did.
It got brighter. Yeah.
Our average good look ratio just went way up.
Yeah.
That's why I like hanging out with Diggy Splash.
The handsome went up to like an 8.5.
Hey, Diggy, are you going to come and see the band tonight?
I'm going to try to, as long as everyone keeps their keys locked out of their car.
Right,
I'll be there.
Keeps air in their tires.
Keep your batteries charged up.
Quick little plug for the Roadside Samaritan. What do you do out there?
We do jump starts, tire changes, fuel delivery, and I'll come break in your car for you if you like your keys in there.
He's done it for me before, and it was great. It was prompt.
Too sweet.
Showed up fast, got ahead of unlocked
Lickety
in less
split.
Than a minute.
Yeah, and he doesn't, just so everybody knows, he doesn't break the window to get in.
Yeah, I don't use bricks
it's
anymore.
It's totally non-invasive. Yeah.
Hell, I can do it
that
way.
Found a better way. And when I'm not working, I just watch Gone in 60 Seconds on loop.
That's a great
all day.
That was a fantastic movie. What do they call that little thing that you slide down in there?
Slim Jim.
Slim Jim.
Oh, I was going to say the Jimmy Stick.
Yeah, I like Jimmy Stick better. That's only something you clobber somebody with. I hit him with my Jimmy Stick.
No, you can't say that on the radio.
You can't say that on the radio.
Oh my God. All right. I am obligated to tell people a little bit about what's going on tonight around town, other than the show at Rose tonight featuring Molly Jean's One Woman Band. We've got the Hoot and Hollers and Don't Mind Dying in between there. It's going to be a great show tonight at Rose. Doors at 8:30, shows at 9. You also have Happy Hour tonight at Rose. Flyover Country is going to be playing from 5 till about 7. And then, of course, the late night show will be the Hoot and Holler show. At the Blue Note, what's going on tonight? Let's see what you're going to miss. The Fleetwood Mac tribute. John starts laughing.
Yeah. Anyway, so the Fleetwood Mac tribute tonight.
We all love Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah. And actually, tomorrow night sounds like fun at the Blue Note. It's Santa Baby, a holiday burlesque ball.
Oh, my gosh.
How about that? Maybe we'll have to sneak over there. Rose, tonight we know what's going on. We got the Hoot and Hollers. Upcoming shows tonight at Cafe Berlin. Wild Folk Learning Community Solstice Fundraiser. That's happening tonight at the Cafe Berlin.
Sweet.
Rocheport General Store. We've got the Terry Smith Trio. I'm not even sure who they are, but if you're out there in Rocheport, you'll see the Terry Smith Trio. And that's about all I have to say about what's happening around town tonight. So, once again, my guests in the studio and on the telephone, I've got Kelly Everett, John Randall, and Andy Ream from the Hoot and Hollers, and they have a new record called Live in Missouri, just released today. We've been listening to songs from that record this morning. We'll hear another one on the way out here. But we've got a few more minutes to talk with the guys and see what else is going on. What do you got planned after the tour with the Dead South coming up in the UK? Are you have plans to record some more? Are you going to take some time off? What's going on?
We do. We'd love to start getting in the studio and working on the new record, but we've kind of been enjoying a little bit of time off over the last few weeks. It's been an extremely busy year, and being home for longer than a week at a time is nice. And you can just do nothing for a couple weeks. I don't know. That's what I've been doing. It's been great.
What about you, Kelly?
Oh, we've got all sorts of fun things coming up. We've got some more tours in spring, like with Reverend Horton Heat and the Legendary Shack Shakers.
Hey, hey.
I've got some jazz projects I've got going on, and some sewing some Western wear. The fun never ends.
What project are you touring with Reverend Horton Heat?
That's Hoot and Hollers.
Wow, that's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe it was a Pokey or something like that. Are you still performing with Pokey Lafarge and...
Oh, I only ever did that as a very occasional guest.
So. Yeah, for some reason I thought that you were more of a regular with the band. Of course, your husband is. And what's up with Pokey and that band?
Well, my husband has not been performing with them for the last year because he was in an accident.
That's
but
right.
He will be playing his first shows back with them coming up next week.
What about the Rum Drum Ramblers?
They're playing around St. Louis all the time.
Yeah, they're fantastic. And I think the last record, studio record they did was called Mean Street, is that right?
Mean Scene.
Mean Scene, yeah. Well, I'd like to see something else recorded by those guys. Are they have any plans to go in the studio? I'm pretending like you're their manager.
Sometimes. So, yeah, they've got almost a whole album worth of new material worked up, so they've just got to schedule some time to get into the studio. But all the new songs are excellent, and it's been worth the, I guess, 7-year wait for the album to come out.
Well, I can't wait. And next time you guys are here in Columbia, maybe we can actually get you down here into the studio. Even if it's not live, maybe we can do a little recorded thing or something. Because I'd love to have a chance to talk with you here at the station and Ryan and the other guys as well. So,
yeah, we'd love to.
All right, so the tour starts February the 3rd. Hoot and Hollers are on the way February the 2nd. On the way to the UK, going to be touring
England, baby.
That's right, baby. On the way.
Yeah, baby. I'm just going to say that everywhere I go.
Anyway, that's it really is exciting, and congratulations on that. And tonight's going to be a lot of fun down at Rose, and I look forward to seeing you guys down there tonight. Maybe I'll run into you this afternoon. You got any plans before the show?
Oh, we got some early sound check going on to get out of the way in time for the happy hour show, as you mentioned before.
And you guys do the sound check before happy hour,
yeah,
huh?
And then I'll go home and do nothing for several hours.
Right on.
Let's play some pinball, huh?
Maybe we'll meet at Silverball and play a little bit, huh?
Play some pinball.
I'd love it. That was fun the other night.
Eat some tacos from Pepe's Tacos.
Yeah. Like you kicked my ass at the pinball.
It took me a little bit to warm up, but hey. That was a lot of fun. All right,
sure plays a mean pinball.
He does, man. Johnny likes it. So, what about you? You a pinball player, Joel?
I'm not good at pinball.
No,
nope.
He'll break into your car though.
Yeah, I can do that all day.
We all have our own individual talents, you know. Can't be good at everything. All right, what else we got? We got Dave Angle out there in the hallway. Oh, I would like to say thank you to Dave and Dave. Oh,
I'll
by
get
the
him
way,
in here.
Dave Dernley says hello. Dernley says, I'm neck deep in winter solstice pagan rituals on the bluff, but howdy to all. All right. Love you guys. And we love you too, Dave.
How many candles are in that circle, Dave?
That's right. Don't tell. It's a secret. And then let's see. Also, Oh, Tim Carey says hi to everybody. Hi, Tim.
Oh, hi, Tim.
Glad you're listening to everybody out there. And
what a sweet guy.
Tim's the best.
I love you guys.
Tim was down here a few months ago. We had a great time. He played some great songs. He's a great songwriter.
You know? Fun Dave.
Hey, Dave Engel in the house. Last night, we... Well, I shouldn't say we, but Dave and Dave, the Daves, played an in-house concert. Two of the Daves, minus Dave Lotvin. But anyway, played an in-house concert at Rainbow House here in Columbia. And for those unfamiliar, Rainbow House is a emergency shelter for children in crisis, essentially. And it's a real neat place and a real helpful place. They do great work there. And they've never, ever had like an in-house concert before. So we're starting sort of to do a series of them. And the first one was last night. And it was... Grab that mic, Dave. And yeah, it was great. We really didn't know what we were in for. We all kind of went in there not knowing what to expect, and it turned out it was really nice. And I sure appreciate you guys doing that. And the kids.
It was awesome. Yeah, it was very meaningful, and we had a bunch of candy, and we got candy thrown at us, and we threw it right back, and we made up blues songs on the spot. One of them was. I got the No Blue Candy Blues.
No Blue Candy Blues.
Because the kid had no blue Mike and Ikes in his box.
Yep, and he wanted them.
And that was D-Wayne, so shout out to D-Wayne.
What's up, D-Wayne? Yeah.
That's right. Shout out to all those kids over there.
Yeah, Jared and Luke and, oh gosh, what was the littlest one?
We had Amanda and Bethany.
Yep, and then the littlest one was, his name started with
Tiny
Z.
Tiny Tim?
Z. It was a happy Christmas for all.
Yeah, anyway, that was cool. So
yeah, it was fun. Thanks for setting that up. And if Tracy's listening, shout out to her. And I think Mr. Randall's going to come do one, too, if I'm
well, I'm going to put a rope around a number of these guys around here. I know Tim Carey, as a matter of fact, already told me that he'd do one. So we're going to definitely keep some music rolling around that place over there. It's good for those kids and good for us as well. So anyway, appreciate that, Dave.
Well,
and
done,
yeah, cheers, everybody. And to the Hoot and Hollers, super proud of you guys and the success that you guys are seeing. Have a great show tonight. I'll be down there to see you once again. The Rose Music Hall tonight, 8:30 doors. Show's at 9. We've got Molly Jean's One Woman Band. Then Don't Mind Dying, of course. Fantastic rock and roll music. And the Hoot and Holler's going to wrap things up tonight at Rose. It's going to be a fantastic show.
Woo!
And I can't wait for it. And I hope to see everybody out there. And in the meantime, we're going to wrap things up with another one here from John and Andy and Kelly. And we've got to play Charla.
Oh, Charla. Shout out to Charla.
Right? Yeah. Shout out to Charla and the gang from Lupus. If you want to get a hold of me on the web at mikehagan.com, M-I-K-E-H-A-G-A-N. You can send me emails, suggestions, music, all that other stuff. Also, tune in to Radio Orbit Monday nights for a different sort of thing, but I'll be on there as well. Okay. Once again, thank you guys. Kelly, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Love you. See you tonight. And John, Andy, everybody else in here, love you guys. Thanks
for having me.
Thanks for having us.
That's awesome.
See you soon, KB.
All right, everybody. And Happy New Year. And Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, all that stuff. And we'll see you next week.
Well, now when we first got to Lupus, everyone was singing songs. The hippie queen of Lupus, she was dancing and singing along. Well, I sat right down, I had me a beer. It didn't take very long till I was partying down in Lupus town. And then I started singing this song. I'm singing Charla, don't bother. Y'all, it's too early tonight, because I'm having such a good time, Lord. I wanna sing until the morning I die. I'm singing Charla, don't bother. Y'all, it's too early tonight. I'm gonna stay with you in Lupus tonight. Well, that's about when I looked around, cause I heard laughter. I thought I recognized it was Charla and Dino and the rest of the crew, just lounging in the warm sunlight. Well, as we Dino rolled the biggest song I think I've ever seen. If I don't make it home from Lupus tonight, I'll be crashing with the hippie queen. Now sing it, y'all.
a rusty dog in the middle of the breakfast crowd. And then I swore that I would never drink again, but it didn't take very long till I was partying down in Lupus Town, and everyone was singing this song. Now singing Charter, don't bother, don't let too early tonight, because we all need a place where we can lay our heads.